TPR.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the TPR Pod. This is episode 170, a Chalan Crew episode, but a special Chalan Crew episode because this is our spooky season slash horror story slash gin story episode with special guest, Mariam Salih Nawaz. Been on the podcast before, friend of the podcast, very interesting, exciting, unique individual who's on the show because, as we talk about in the intro, in the episode as well, she is apparently someone who is very into horror stories, gin stories, so we thought we'd have her on and just, you know, talk about it. It's been a while since we've done gin stories. People love them always. The gin stories here are not, in this episode, just to give you a flavor, they're not the insane jump scare, ultimate horror kind of gin stories. They're the sort of gin stories where there's just a sense of creepiness all around. So, yeah, go in with that information. And then there's obviously, towards the end of the episode, suddenly we start diving into Rizwan's life stories and the many problems and the failed solutions to those problems. So, yeah, part number 170, special episode in that there's also going to be a sequel to this episode coming out next week on Monday, closer to or maybe on Halloween. So, yeah, watch out for that. But for now, jump right in with 170.
Matlab, this is how it should be. It's good. It's good. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to TPR Pod, another episode of Jin Stories after a while. Special guest, Mehmane Khasusi, Mariam, is with us.
Mariam,
assalamu alaikum.
Mariam, aap bataiye, aapne jin kab dekha?
Exact news story. Jab aapne pehli dafa jin dekha, aapko kya?
Before we start, I would just like everyone to consider doing this, not doing this, because I do sleep alone. So oh. I'm really shitting it because
अच्छा तुमने बताया नहीं कि tensions चल रही
no Zeba sleeps in the bed
so you're on the floor but there are other people in the room, I'm in the other room
oh.
You've been shunned
बड़े लोगों के अलग-अलग rooms वो भी मतलब
I'm in Zeba's room where Zeba is supposed to sleep but she doesn't sleep
Oh, you're in the nursery? How cute!
देखें फिर बेटियों के साथ तो ऐसे
होता है।
Baba Jani.
Baba Jani.
Yeah. तो हुआ ये कि हमें कैसे मिली मरियम सलीम नवाज वैसे तो हमारी बहुत अच्छी वाकफियत है इनसे बट इस मौजू पे हमें कैसे मिली वो हम अपना घुमा रहे थे इंस्टाग्राम पे रिजवान देयर इज अ फीचर कॉल्ड स्टोरीज तो उस पे ना एक खातून है सुंदस के नाम से
हाँ द जिम पर्सन
Sure, that's, let's not reduce her to just one thing, but huh.
That's what her Insta is about.
Fitness person.
Yeah. Ah, the fitness person.
Really
Sorry.
Cool fitness person.
Yep.
Yeah,
Sorry.
Has worn and many hats in her life. And
yes.
A friend of
Actor.
Mine.
Actor.
Yeah.
Yes, soon to be musician. Sorry.
Oh, acha.
Nice. Spoiler.
Haan, aadhe se wo lessons le rahi aajkal.
Oh, damn. Oh, acha. Khair, before we get to started.
Yeah.
So, for some reason, she was doing a Q&A. And us Q&A mein for some reason, somebody said gin stories suna de koi. I don't know why they thought ke Sundas would have gin stories. I don't know if she said before ke she indulges. But unhone kaha ke aap Mariam se baat. Humne kaha ke, excuse me, Mariam?
It's because...
Are Mariam?
Sundas, yeah, you're Mariam. But like Sundas hates horror stories. And
I respect that.
Like she despises them. Like if we ever, as you know, friends right. were like, okay, right. we want to watch a horror movie, it's always because of her and this one other friend of ours that we can't watch them.
Oh, acha,
or anytime we're up in the mountains and we are the mood for it, now I'm like, you know, you know. So this is
that
the
is a reasonable response, by the way. Don't single her out as if she's a weirdo. That is a reasonable response.
No, Sahil, you and your type, you need to get out.
I listen. Out. I just because I choose not to willingly get scared shitless doesn't mean I'm okay. weird.
Hold on. Is it, how old are you? No, I'm just wondering. Okay. As soon as people like have children, especially, unka jo fear ka threshold hai na, wo bahut zyada.
Yeah, okay, but not when it's like jinns. Like jinns ka threshold nahi hota. It's just like you're scared or you're not.
Nahin, kya? Yeah. Tum apne bache ko bachaoge nahi jinn se.
I mean, if it's a jinn,
tumhare saath kabhi kuch bura hua hai? Has anything ever happened to you?
General. In life?
I mean, no, I'm all right. Alhamdulillah.
In life?
Why is that? Oh, you're starting a podcast.
Yeah. When Zeba watches this episode and she says, Bauji, I don't know why she said that.
But Dad, you're a pussy.
Achha, ye hum podcast print karke hum Sundar ko bhejenge, so she can't avoid it.
Of course.
Yeah, so then what is your waqfiyat relationships with horror, jinn stories, etc.? I mean, actress to aap hain aur theater ka to aapko shauk tha aur sab kuch tha, but why, how horror?
Okay, so just like, I'm the youngest of like four siblings, four sisters, yeah. And there's a lot of things that I've sort of inherited from them.
Mm.
And, you know, some of it includes torturing ourselves. So two things that we love doing to ourselves and torturing ourselves in the process are watching cricket.
That's awesome.
And horror movies and telling horror stories.
Okay.
So it's like like we've always loved watching horror movies and stuff. And I remember my sisters used to be obsessed. And I was always, you know, really into it, but mujhe ijazat nahi hoti thi sunne ki. So ek dafa, I think it must have been they got The Exorcist.
Achha.
And they watched it. You know, they made a night out of it and sabne apne doste wagaira bulaye. They were, you know, sare baith ke inhone ek bistar ke upar, you know, they watched The Exorcist, and for the next few days it was just everything was The Exorcist. And I was like, I want to watch it. And they wouldn't let me watch it. So one day they were all out. Everybody was out. And I saw it.
Mm. Oh, shit.
In real life.
And that was literally, in real life, I saw it. And like, that was literally my first, I think that was my introduction. Pehle maine choti moti, I remember. Yeah, the Aahat aata tha ZTV pe.
Yeah.
So pehle they used to watch Aahat and like tell stories from Aahat to each other. So I knew I liked it. Right. So yeah, when I saw The Exorcist, I was alone, Sarheel. I was alone.
And she had no kids at the time.
I had no kids, mashallah, at the time. I still don't.
Yeah.
Unless you count my dogs.
Yeah.
But I watched it and I watched it alone. And us waqt to mujhe thodi hansi aa rahi thi, because even for that time, like some of the effects and the makeup was a little funny. But with the thing with The Exorcist is, it's not just when you're watching it, right? Mm. It's the idea of it. That shit haunts you.
Yeah.
And if that's your introduction to horror and horror movies, then like for a good few years, you're not going to be able to sleep at night. So that's what happened to me until the age of like 13, 14, every night.
I thought you said you were okay.
No. I was okay while watching it. And I think even then, mujhe immediately nahi affect kiya. Mujhe kuch saal lage aur uske baad it really started messing with my head.
Mm,
but khair.
Achha.
Khair.
So then now you're in your social friend circle. Are you like the scary story person nominated?
I have always been. And these are my really old friends. Like Sundas is like from when I was a teenager. So, I mean, us zamane mein to obviously like I told my stories to death and they're all sick of me. That's why. Kabhi koi poochta hai to mujhe aage kya kar dete hai ke isse baat karo. You know?
Okay. This is turning into an interview. Would you do any like horror work? Have you done horror work before? Like,
oh my. Okay. Back in the day, so a friend of mine, Usman Mukhtar, he just took out a film called, well, no, it's not out yet. Sorry. We just went to the premiere for What's it called?
Nothing.
We can't say it?
Oh, I don't know. You tell me.
You tell me.
Oh,
is it the one just
Gulabo Rani? I'm so sorry.
Just a trailer we watched.
Yes. Gulabo Rani. Yes. Yeah. Completely blanked out over there. So back in the Usman and I have been within the friends group. We're the two people who are horror obsessed. So back in the day, this very story that he's made the short film on, we were making a feature film on this when we were in our teens. We must have been 16, 17. We had a producer and everything. Obviously, we were doing a very shit job. Mm. But and I was playing with Chadel.
There was this TV person Maya Khan and some people would do Usman Khalid, but is also a name that people know, you know, and he did a video on Maya Khan and how she was running after people. वो मैंने वीडियो देखी इन द पार्क यू नो माया खान कपल्स के पीछे भाग रही हैं गाड़ी के ऊपर विंड स्क्रीन पे चढ़ी हुई हैं खैर वो देख ली मैंने वीडियो गुजर गई कई साल बाद आई मीट मरियम सलीम नवाज एंड आई एम लाइक हां ठीक है नो कनेक्शन देन समवन टोल्ड मी ओ यू नो शी वाज द एंड देन आई वॉच्ड द वीडियो एंड उसके बाद से आई हैव सीन मरियम इन लाइक दिस कंप्लीटली डिफरेंट लाइट वेयर दौड़ करके वो बाथरूम में घुसती है एंड उसमें खालिद बट इज लाइक सिटिंग ऑन द टॉयलेट आप क्या कहते थे लड़कियों के साथ
दैट वाज अ बिट हॉरिफिक वाजंट इट
इट वाज सो आई सी द पोटेंशियल मतलब होली शिट सब आप जाएं
बस इस दफा लेकिन जोई ने मुझे चांस नहीं दिया अपनी मूवी में बिकॉज़ ही वांटेड अ स्किनी चुड़ैल
Okay.
That's not right.
Even Chudels cannot escape.
Even I can't even play a freaking Chudel because I'm too fat to play a Chudel, you guys.
Because, you know, like, what would a Chudel eat?
Has a Chudel
eating anything. You know, that's legitimate. She's not really eating anything except souls.
The unrealistic standards that
they've set up. So that's not and souls are
like, low carb, you know.
Yeah.
Low-cal.
Yeah.
Keto trail.
Keto.
Yeah.
Keto.
It's pure protein.
So then chale, theek hai, Mariam. Abhi humne aapko ghel liya hai. For this maksad. Do you have any stories that you would like to share with our listeners and us and Sarheel?
Okay. They're so mean to you. What the hell?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready.
Hold on to little. What was his name?
Grogu.
Grogu. Okay. So, I'm telling you this story from, I think it must have been 2000. And so I live in Islamabad right now. And even back then, we used to live in Islamabad. And we used to live in a place called E9, which is a Air Force ka sector, right? And it's right at the base of the mountains. And so the way it's divided up is it has the A types and the D types. And these are basically apartments or certain kinds of houses. So we used to be in the B types at this point. And I remember this one time, my sister and I, this is the first experience that I had. We were just standing in our kitchen, or garmiyon ka waqt tha, so we were making mango milkshake. Theek hai?
Yeah.
Or we're facing the wall, and on the left side is the doorway, and doorway ka ek end leads to the outside. And it, like the corridor leads to the outside and the other end sort of leads to the living room. And so it's broad daylight. You couldn't make a mistake of the sort that, anyway. So we're blending our milkshake and I suddenly see like a really tall figure, okay? Let's say about 8 feet.
Okay.
And cloaked in black, head to toe. Okay, and I saw it sort of run from the outside wala darwaza towards the living room. Theek hai?
Oh.
And meri na back away. I was like, what? Right? And then I kind of looked up at my sister and like, she's also looking at me. And I was like, what? And she goes, did you see that?
Oh, sure.
And I said, I did. And I said, what did you see? And she said, I saw a figure. Black from head to toe, really tall. And us waqt to hum baat kar rahe the, and you know, we were just describing the thing and kind of slowly losing our minds. What the hell was that? Baad mein details ek jo bahut interesting kisam ki nikli wo ye thi ki she saw it at the same moment she saw it go in the opposite direction.
Oh shit.
So I saw it go from left to right in the same moment she saw it go from right to left.
Okay.
So ab ye jo ghar tha na, this was the first thing that happened to us here, and we were here for about a year, maybe a little more. Iske baad thodi thodi cheezein hona shuru ho gayi. We always hear someone walking.
So when this story happened, you had moved in recently?
Huh.
Okay.
This was maybe a month or two. So we'd always hear someone upstairs running, and we'd say, "Chhat pe kaun bhaag raha hai? Chhat pe kaun bhaag raha hai? Chhat pe kaun bhaag raha hai?" Terrace basically tha wahan pe, theek hai na? So there was that question, and then I remember this one time, my sisters and I, we were all sitting in the living room, and we were about to put a movie on, and ekdam se we heard someone run down the stairs. And aapke 2 baj rahe the. It was late. Fuck. We heard someone run down the stairs. And as soon as that sound stopped, we heard Bartan in the kitchen go, tun, tun, tun. As soon as that sound stops, a picture in the living room fell. So it's like thing after the other. And we were just like, what is going on? What's going on? Phir kya hua ke, I mean, by this time, because so many weird things were happening, we started talking to our parents about it. And my father was military ka banda. He was in the Air Force. And he was also very pleased. Maybe izzat ka khayal rakho, don't go around talking about this. I don't want people to say my daughters are stupid. Okay, so shut your mouth. I don't want you telling anyone. Okay. So we never really told anyone that people will think that we're loons or whatever. Ek dafa kya hua ki mere abba gaye hue the to South Africa for some work, right? And hum log sare we used to sleep in one room. Wo wala zamana yaad hai na jab AC raat ko chalta tha to sare ek kamre mein sote the mattresses pe. To hum isi tarah so rahe the and my mother heard someone upstairs just running. She freaked out. She woke up. She tried waking all of us up, and she's like, "You guys just would not wake up."
Oh, shit.
So she was very scared, and very scared. She went outside to get hamare jo help hoti thi us samane mein was someone called Mamu who had basically raised all of us. So unka jo quarter tha, that was you'd get out of the kitchen wali side, and then there was like a staircase going up.
Okay.
And when she went out to get him, he was already coming down with a danda in his hand because he could hear it. Thankfully, so these two, they immediately went upstairs. They went straight to the terrace and obviously checked it out. There was nothing there. And I remember I was like 10, maybe 9, 10. And Amma told me this. And then I was like, but mom, aapke kamre ke upar terrace to nahi hai, aapke kamre ke upar mera kamra.
oh fuck.
Right.
So I was like, and then I was like, whatever it was inside the house.
In your room.
In my room. And my room was the farthest end of the house. Na? Matlab, wo, uska access jo tha, you had to like get out of mom's room, then climb the stairs to the other end of the house, then walk to the other end of the house. Theek hai na, to, matlab, wo, although there all be weird cheezen hoti thi. Main choti thi, is waqt, pata nahi, shayad, I had some problem, I don't know. Some disorder, I don't know. But I remember sitting in my elder sister used to be an NCA. So uska upar wala jo kamra hota tha na, I used to sit there and I used to read R.L. Stein novels. Pagal.
Yehi
shock the mere. And I had recently a friend of mine had passed away. Theek hai? And obviously I was a kid, so I didn't really know how to process that. Theek hai? He passed away in a car accident. There was, and this is going to sound extremely cliche, but there was a rocking chair in that room. Aur wo main baithe baithe mere wahan pe wo rock karna shuru kar deti thi.
Oh,
and
man.
And main, I think whatever child's brain that I had that wanted to like, you know, protect me, I had decided that that chair, on that chair was my friend and he had come to see me. Theek hai?
Well,
So it was like a defense mechanism or whatever. I decided that that's my friend and I used to say hi and then I used to go to reading my novels. Theek hai? Ab ek aur dafa bhi ek cheez hui ke a friend of mine had come over and I had left one of my skates on on the stairway. He fell. She fell and she said that she saw a black figure, but usko main us waqt main, you know, itna suspicious thi uske bare mein because usko maine story batayi nahi thi. So I thought maybe, you know, maybe she just wants to be part of the whole thing. Okay. Anyway, we leave this base. We're now in Karachi and we're in a different base. And ab udhar se bhi baba ka tenure jo hai wo khatam ho raha hai and somebody else is coming in. And Baba was the base commander over there. And the person who was taking over from Baba, wo humare ghar dinner pe aaye with his family. Ab those people we had known for a really long time as well, because Air Force and everybody knows everybody. Yeah. And wo log aaye and the parents were sitting with the parents and the kids were with us. And these guys start telling us stories about the B types. Theek hai? And slowly and slowly we discover that this is a thing, this is a phenomenon. So they tell us a story that so-and-so uncle ki ammi jo thi, wo, because all these houses look the same. Theek hai? Aur unka format was such ke ye jo ghar tha na, ye iska terrace agar ye hai, to beech mein terrace ke darwaza hai, yahan pe window hai, jahan se you can see the stairs coming up. Theek hai? Aur yahan pe end pe wo mera wala kamra hai aur uski window hai. Theek hai? Jo in uncle ki ammi thi, wo tahajjud jo thi, terrace pe padti thi. Theek hai? And why? These guys tell, bas unko shock tha. Bhai Islamabad ki subah subah ki fiza us zamane mein pahad aap
sunna.
What do you mean? And kya baat
hai? Third most beautiful capital.
That time
it's not the first time.
Back
anymore.
Then it was first.
Back then it was number one.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So, my mistake.
Okay.
No. It's cool.
Tahajjud, okay.
So wo tahajjud padti thi aur unhone hame story batayi bhai ke wo jab unhone salam phera, so when she looked towards the right, she saw what she thought was her granddaughter in a black dupatta and gharara walking up the stairs. Theek hai? Achha, socho hum ye us zamane mein sun rahe hain, we've never been able to talk about this within the Air Force, right? We were never allowed.
Yeah.
So we're listening to this and we're slowly connecting the dots. Achha, And she says that black figure was slowly climbing up, and auntie salam bheke dua shua karke, she goes inside looking for her granddaughter, and she realizes she's asleep. So in the morning at breakfast, she asks her, beta, what the hell were you doing? Ye ajeeb tumne black lambe se. Ab unhone gharara aur dupatta obviously isliye bola because that's only how she could make sense of it, right? So, I said, beta, why were you in those clothes and what were you doing in the middle of the night? And she goes, that wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about. And then they tell us that Mr. Black Figure is a thing that regularly haunts the B-types. Specifically, yes. And then they tell us stories about how this boy, he tells us a story about how in his iska koi wala kamra tha beach wala jo meri behan ka hota tha where I used to sit, right? So he told us that he used to have two single beds in that room. Nobody could sleep on the bed next to his.
Oh, sure.
Theek hai? Something or the other would happen. Kids summer ke beach mein ekdam se bahut zyada thand lagna shuru ho jati thi, and you had to just get up and leave. Nobody could sleep in that bed, or they felt like they were being pushed off or something. Theek hai? Interestingly, years later, so my taya was also in the Air Force. They also stayed in the B-types. And my cousin had a similar story that uske saath, uske kamre mein, koi bhi nahi so sakta tha because they felt like they were either being choked or it was too cold or it was something or the other. Theek hai? So then they told us another story about how somebody was getting married. And wo constantly, by the way, ghar ke upar se, like bhagne wali awazein, everybody had the same story. Theek hai, sabke gharon mein ye ho raha tha. And ek dafa kisi ke ghar pe dholki ho rahi thi, the entire khandan was in the living room and the windows, like the curtains were drawn. And right in the middle of all the activities, suddenly they just hear someone banging on the windows, and they can see the window and there is no one there, but someone fucking banging on the windows. Okay, so yeah, so basically that's how we discovered okay either this thing exists and everybody has had experiences and we're not crazy. Okay, years later we moved back to the years later, we move back to the same base in Islamabad and we make friends. We have old family friends who are now staying in the B-types. Huh. And they're staying in the same exact house that we were staying in.
Oh, shit.
Theek hai? And unke jo bete the, they had the room that I had. Right? And two younger brothers, I think they used to sleep, the two middle brothers used to sleep on the same bed. And middle of the night, one of them was like, yeah, I was half awake. And, you know, suddenly, ekdam se, my brother, he gets up and I see him walk out of the door and I go, Murtaza or whatever, he takes his name. And he actually responds, something like that. And he walks off. And then he turns around and Bro's right there.
Oh, man.
Right, yeah.
Bro well, never meri, left the bed.
Meri thodi thodi phat rahi hai this time.
So basically the Air Force base was haunted, right? And that was E9. Right next to E9. Right next to E9, there's E8, which is the naval base. Did you guys ever speak to someone in the naval base ke bhai ye black figure ke dono taraf to nahi kar raha tha ya sirf he has an agenda against the Air Force?
Hum sab ke baapon ko I think apni reputation ki bahut padi hui. So we didn't even talk to the A-types people, okay? Forget the naval base. I don't think we weren't allowed to talk to anybody.
Jab ye story aayi thi when the base commander thing was changing, then did your dad, like, was he accepting ki haan, matlab aisi stories to sunne mein aa rahi hain, but still you guys keep quiet? Or was he, because he was also like not quote unquote
believer,
no?
chronic denier of things. Do you know? I'll give you a small example. We'll only take 2 minutes.
Yeah.
जब कारगिल वॉर हो रही थी तो मेरी फटी हुई होती थी कि मेरे अब्बा जो है अभी वॉर पे जाने वाले वॉर एक्टिव वॉर हो रही है बच्चे मुझे बता रहे होते थे कि ओह माय गॉड यू नो पीएफ के स्कूल में कि वॉर हो रही है एंड आवर डैड्स आर गोना गो एंड शिट्स डन यू नो और टीवी पे भी इस तरह की यू नो ऑब्वियस सी बातें मैं रोज बाबा घर आते थे एंड एवरी डे आई यूज्ड टू गो It's like the war is happening, you know, are you going to be okay? Don't fly, don't do this, don't do that. Every single time, this man would convince me that there was no war.
Kuch ho hi nahi
raha. Haan, maybe they're stupid, they don't know. Maybe they're idiots. So then I would go back to school and I'd, you morons, there's no war.
Yeah, that was the Indian narrative, I guess.
And school ke bachche are like, school ke bachche are like, oh no.
I used to laugh at them because he used to laugh at me. What are you talking about, right?
Yeah.
So, so until much later did I realize in my teens ke haan Kargil war hui.
Yeah, yeah. School ke bachche.
Chronic denier of things told me कि ये ऐसी चीजें होती नहीं हैं। तुमने देखा या ना देखा अभी भी it's nothing.
Yeah.
No? Chronic denier. That's nice.
But like, did he ever experience something also that you guys saw and experienced?
Rizal, you think he would have told us?
But like, तुम लोगों के साथ like you were never like all together in a situation.
No. Never.
Okay. Yeah. But shit, that one base E9.
That
you know, I lived opposite E9 on Margla Road. Actually opposite the entrance of E9, E8 Jammu intersection niye Beria University ke paas thoda sa. I think
F8 mein hoge tum because uske opposite F9 park hai unless you
were. Oh right, yeah, F9 park. Yeah. I was yeah, I don't know. So close. Thankfully nothing happened to me.
Yeah. No, but like Islamabad, mein toh a lot of people have stories. Abhi we're in F10 right now, and there's this corner house on Main Azmuddin here, which is basically a khandar and is known to be like a hot spot for gin parties and whatnot.
Hmm.
Oh, shit.
Do you like, know that story about that Islamabad, there's a tree F9, F10 ke baad, I think. I don't know what the tree is. F6 mein nahi, F6 mein nahi, F9 ke baad, F10 ki taraf jab ja rahe ho.
F9 ke baad, F10 ki taraf jab ja rahe ho, okay.
Okay, there's a tree right in the middle of the road, on the green belt, on the like tiny green belt. Apparently, us pe kaafi car crashes hue hain, and people say that that place is also haunted.
Interesting, because I've had a near-death freaking accident on that road, but I've never heard of this.
Oh, shit.
Oh, this one time Nadia and I were on that road and it was so scary. We were going in the opposite direction from F10 towards the F8 side. And there was this guy, Joe Esse parked, like if we're like this, he was in the middle of the road facing this way. And then he starts reversing and he reverses onto the pavement. And he's like jerky car, na? And guys, then he gets off and there's people coming out and trying to get him to stop and he's not stopping. Comes on to the main road and is now facing us.
Mm.
And then presses the accelerator.
What?
Yeah, this was Nader and I were in the car and Nader like swerved to the right to get away from Saath Wala jo tha, wo bhi bichara left ko hone ki koshish ki, usne to make way for him, but uska, I think uska mirror jo tha side view, wo le gaya. I don't know, some kid who was drunk or something.
Wow.
But that
Margla Road has seen a lot of accidents.
A lot of these weird things. Yeah.
Yeah, and also a lot of death also. I know recently a few Islamabad kids also passed away.
Because people tend to also speed on that road.
Yeah.
But this is getting really morbid and not fun.
Let's get back to
that.
I just remember when Mariam asked me has anything ever happened to you, and I completely denied it flat out. And when I first moved to Islamabad,
from Dubai, and I lived in F8. And I remember back then I was really into alien documentaries. So I watched on TV about alien documentaries, and some guy was saying Kicha was abducted and these guys came. And I don't recall anything supernatural happening to me, but I remember there was a period where I would sleep, and I don't know if I was hallucinating or I was seeing things, but you know, I would peek outside my blanket and I would see lights, green lights, flashes, and like things moving, and I would be scared. But I think I was just making I think I was just making that up in my mind. I don't know if it was actually like happening.
You were psyching yourself out.
I was scaring myself. To me, it felt very real. Felt like I was someone was they were coming to get me.
Sleep paralysis.
Because you watched the documentary. Yeah, I could have been sleep paralysis. I don't know, but I couldn't do anything. I couldn't move. I couldn't be like, what's happening? Obviously, I wouldn't do that. I was scared. Yeah. I was still in the covers.
But yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Almost probed.
I'm so sorry. That's okay. Go. Gosh. Achha. तो खैर देन मरियम व्हेन यू गाइस मूव बैक पहले तो तुम लोगों के साथ यू मूव टू दिस बेस और आपके साथ इतने सिचुएशंस हुई सही है एवरीवन इन द हाउस नाउ बिलीव्स दैट दिस इज अ थिंग देन यू गो टू कराची कराची में कुछ नहीं होता देन यू फाइंड आउट के अब हम वापस जा रहे हैं उसी बेस पे
खुशी खुशी वापस गए तुम लोग
तो लाइक तुम लोग व्हाट अब नाउ अ फ्यू इयर्स विल हैव पास्ड What was the vibe in the family? Ke ab hum wapas ja rahe hain. Was this like on top of your mind? Ke we're going back
no,
to this?
No, you have to understand. Whatever this thing was, it hadn't hurt us. It wasn't malevolent. It hadn't scared us. And hamare khandan mein, it was a running joke ke jin ke bache masti karte hain, you know.
Okay. Ah, sure.
Because my mother used to have a friend jin ki ammi actually baatein karti thi full on with jin children.
Oh man.
कि हाँ तुमने ये उठा के वहां रख दिया मैंने वहां रखा था मस्ती नहीं करो
उनको भी डांट रहे
हाँ डांटे
या जिन पेट्स
जिन पेट्स या
फॉरगेट दिस अ फ्रेंड ऑफ माइन शी'ड हर्ड दैट वन ऑफ हर कजिन्स हैड हैड अ मुवक्किल डू यू नो व्हाट अ मुवक्किल इज
कैप्टिव जिन दैट यू कैन डू योर लाइक bidding
that does your bidding
yeah
like a slave
and,
slave is a strong word yeah
domestic help
yeah we don't use such language about jinns
senior household technician
supernatural household
like technician. That
yeah
so
I'd be done
so she said that she went into her room And she heard him talking, having a full conversation. She heard her having a full conversation with her muwakkil. Hmm. And she heard the muwakkil.
Oh, shit.
And she was in the bathroom. And had a childlike voice, a bit like this.
What was she telling him? Arjun, the bartan nahi doye?
Yeah, mujhe sab yaad nahi hai ki exact conversation kya thi.
Because until you hear... The other side, you're like, "Achha, meri nani pagal hai," but like when
that she heard, yeah.
But it could also have been that same person
doing the voice,
You know,
maybe they had split personality. Who knows? Maybe they have an identity disorder. It's totally possible.
I mean, we try to find rationality. In things, right?
मतलब तो रजवान को भी beliefs आ रहे हैं आहिस्ता आहिस्ता हैं और जब से मलेशिया से आए ये black magic बाबू से मिलके
who is black magic बाबू
he went to like a tarot
I went to नहीं he was a palm reader palmist
oh sorry I'm sorry
he was not a TikTok tarot card reader
this guy's legit he went to university for this ठीक है
yeah His name was Babu.
What did Babu say to you?
Yeah, Babu actually said such specific things about my life ke main usko jaan se maarne wala tha. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you know too much.
Babu's like, don't shave na karo, better hai. For this.
He did describe, like, ek to wo general hota hai na, jo aapne suna hota hai ke you will do well in life, you will live a long life, matlab, you know, but
you will have 100 handsome husbands.
He talks about like specific stuff, like
you'll be on a podcast.
You'll be on a podcast.
It will never make money.
Yeah, like he discusses my specific investments, like yeah, aapne abhi abhi kiya, and you know, yeah, that's good, congratulations and all that. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And
side note, hame bhi bata do kidhar invest
kiya. Hum bhi kar le udhar.
So we are trying to we have
bought a plot, right?
We've bought a trade license in the UAE to expand our weddings there. So nice. He tells me he says that you have a business going and you are trying to move to another country in the business. So that will be good in the next 12 months. And I'm like, what the fuck?
I just
got my trade license.
But also everyone's trying to move to a different country.
Did you have to get an appointment in advance with this guy?
This guy.
He knows you're
coming. He was a random guy on the street. And he was not like some sadhu baba, you know. He was like a mallu cafeteria guy, you know, half sleeve shirt, pants, chappal, clean shave, you know, like sukoon se, with like a tablet just pe wo numerology charts wagaira bhi hai and all that. So
just a normal guy.
Yeah, little India mein there's this restaurant called Sangeeta.
Nahi, ye main bhul jaungi. Indian restaurant kyun gaye Malaysia jaake? Pehle mujhe ye
bata. Yeah, because I live in Pakistan, so I have to go to an Indian restaurant. Like,
chalo, theek hai, okay, fine.
Yeah, for Tamil food, na, not North Indian food, South Indian. Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Malaysia,
but so Babu, the last thing that Babu told me was, you know, be careful. Somebody close to you is doing black magic on you.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, okay, I don't believe in that shit.
Yeah.
I come back to Lahore.
How many people here do?
I know. And
do indulge it.
I've never really experienced any of this. So, but I don't know. So the last month I've been so ill and like hospitalized or ye wo, and uske baad I was like, I don't know, man.
Maybe
like no doctors could find out what's wrong with me. Like 2 hafte they kept doing tests, ye wo, no symptoms or bus, pretty fucked. So wapis aake I'm like, maybe Babu was right.
Yeah.
Who knows?
तो look for tarees वगैरह in the house ना, सोफों के अंदर.
Yeah, वो तो मुझे डर लगता है ना. What if I find something?
AC के अंदर देखो.
You might, yeah, because this happened to a friend of mine recently. She had house help जिसने चोरी की, and after they left, she realized that this person had also been doing jadoo, and they found like tarees and all sorts of weird places.
But a very tiny weird thing happened last week where I don't know, it's so tiny and negligible ke I didn't tell anyone. Where I was in the kitchen last week aur main amma ke liye khana bana raha tha aur fir maine unko serve karna tha. So, you know, jab se bijli ke bill itne aa rahe hain, so I have that habit, but har kamra chhodte hue light off. So I'm leaving the kitchen with the tray in my hand. And I'm like, yaar, abhi mujhe wapas aana hai, paani lene. So light on hi rehne do. You know, so I just walk to mom's room and I serve her food. I walk back and the light switch is fucking off. Matlab, andhera hai kitchen mein aur light, dono lighten band hai.
Sounds like someone has
been.
Nee, there's nobody else.
Sounds like a good one.
Yeah, sounds like a good one, bro. Yeah,
cheers. This is white magic.
Yeah, bro.
It's a nice guy.
Yeah, it's white magic, bro.
He's got your back, bro.
तुम्हारे घर में ना वैसे तुम्हें बीच बीच में लाइक ड्यूरिंग और चलांट एपिसोड्स तुम्हें होता है कि यार ये बाहर एकदम से कुछ गिर गया, लाइक थिंग्स कीप फॉलिंग अ लॉट इन योर हाउस.
देयर हैव बीन सच टाइनी थिंग्स दैट आई हैव जस्ट इग्नोर्ड. मतलब कुछ ऐसा नहीं हुआ है कि कुछ दिख गया, यू नो.
बट वो पीछे
लाइक Like I mentioned once on the podcast also where I was in the kitchen again. Ye ke pukha jen hai, acha, aur
Lahore.
I was in the kitchen. Yeah, and so there's
meetha
there's
nahi hota tumhari kitchen mein.
We're all diabetic, you know.
Okay, so that's weird.
That's why it's the perfect place for him to live, because he knows there'll be bear sweets there.
I was just heating something in the microwave, and uske saath like do kursiyan hai mere kitchen mein padi hui na. So one of the chairs just shifted diwar se aage, like dragged itself like 6 inches or something, and I'm
in
like
front of you.
fuck the food, fuck the microwave, and I just left. And
so this means you're not alone. This does not mean ki tum pe kala jadoo or anything. This just means ki you're not alone in the house. And matlab a lot of the houses I've lived in life have been occupied by other beings.
But then see, this fucking being should have helped me when I was bimar, right? Matlab tab tum kahan the?
Bhai, kyun tum uske phuppe ho? Woh to nahi ki bhavna shuru kar de. Excuse me. Woh tumhara pet shop nahi hai, uski zindagi hai, woh individual hai.
Yeah, matlab agar cohabitation ho rahi hai to thoda sa help bhi kar do yaar.
JLM bro.
Cohabitate kar raha hai na, woh nahi cohabitate kar raha. Tu kya kar raha hai uske liye yaar?
नहीं, लेकिन मुझे तो देख ही नहीं रहा ना.
Yeah, but fair. Yeah. Anyway. But before your bimari, your mom was sick, and then after your bimari, your dad is sick. So you know, it's like a sequence of events also happening.
Bro, please look for.
यार मुझे किसी पे शक भी है अगर कोई ऐसा है जो कर भी सकता हो, but. I can't name them on
batao,
the podcast.
Batao, Mariam ko to batao. Mom ke
daad kar denge.
Matlab card dena hai. You guys are taking a break.
Abhe taweez mile, usko phaadna nahi. Usko jalana nahi.
Nahi.
Nahi. No.
Eat it.
Chalte hue paani mein.
Oh.
Chalte hue paani mein.
Again.
Flush it.
Achha, I was
like,
nair mein daal do.
Haan, nair mein daal do.
Bro, meri kismat hai, Sarji, aajkal nair ki safai ho rahi hai, nair ban
gaya. Tum log ko pata hai ki taweez kitne creepy hote hain, tum log ne kabhi dekhe?
Humne dekhe nahi hai, but in my family there have been taweez instances.
Like
in the US.
Agar tum kabhi in the US?
Yeah.
Wow.
English really got that.
Wow.
It was
like they make the weird shape like
dead ass ham.
Fuck the police. It's obvious.
Oh god.
But like if you go to what's it called? Where do we bury people?
Nobody
knows.
Nobody
Pakistan.
Graveyard mein aksar trees ko dekho na tum ke idhar jo hai unhone taweez logon ne aakar tange hue hote hain, and they have all sorts of horrible shit written inside,
right?
In like weird, like you know, inki ladaiyan aur pata nahi kya is tarah ki, literally logon ke naam likhe.
Does this actually work? What's the science?
Where is the peer-reviewed research guy is ke upar? Matlab,
bro, okay, so from what I'm...
Peer review,
ye... Tumhe pata hai jo idhar, kya kehte hain, log jo karte hain kala jadu, those people are very destitute kisam ke log. They're not flourishing in life, because what they say is ki jo kala jadoo karta hai uske upar it comes back to fold.
Mujhe bachpan mein, like meri amma mujhe le gayi thi kisi ek moodi aurat ke paas, ek alim ke paas, kyunki I used to have like Alima. This recurring nightmare and for many years, aur phir main uth ke like I would hallucinate and like kafi bad scene.
Yeah.
और फिर हम लाहौर विजिट कर रहे थे, अम्मा मुझे वहां ले गई और वो आलिमा लाइक वो नाबीना थी.
Yeah, she was blind. Daredevil थी वो.
Yeah.
One of my favorite guys. So this is only respect.
great guy.
And so she looks at me. I mean, matlab,
did she though?
echolocation. Like a doll switch, she's like,
and
smile better. Chari Alma's like,
Sungri.
अच्छी खासी स्टोरी थी ये तो फर्स्ट टाइम वी टोल्ड
आई एम सॉरी आई एम सॉरी कंटिन्यू
द फर्स्ट फकिंग थिंग द फर्स्ट थिंग शी सेज शी आस्क्ड मी इज के क्या सोच रहे हो लाइक फॉर द फक एंड आई वाज लाइक 12 और 13 सो आई वाज नॉट अ वेरी टाइनी किड बट आई वाज नॉट वेरी ग्रोन अप ईदर आई एम लाइक यार कुछ नहीं सोच रहा हूं
यार
एंड शी इज लाइक तुम्हें मुझ पे यकीन नहीं है आई एम लाइक बिंगो मदरफादर मतलब
वाओ यू कैन सी
सो आई डोंट नो एंड देन उसने मेरी आंखें बंद करके मुझ पे कुछ फूंका और इट डिडंट वर्क अपेरेंटली मुझे तब भी आते थे नाइटमेयर्स बट या एंड देन दे जस्ट स्टॉप गले में भी तावीज मुझे भी पहनाया था बड़े टाइम इन माय टीनेज लाइक व्हेन आई वाज इन माय ए लेवल्स तब पता नहीं मुझे कुछ अजीब से ख्याल आ रहे थे
ऑल बाय द वे ऑल बॉलीवुड मुस्लिम विलन्स आल्सो वेयर वन
बट इट्स नेवर एक्सप्लिसिटली कॉल्ड आउट आई थिंक इन बॉलीवुड मूवीज एज अ तावीज बट देयर लाइक हां ये कुछ चेन सी पहनते हैं ना ये लोग लगा दो
आई इट ऑलवेज लाइक ऑल द वे अप टिल हियर लाइक ये
एंड इट्स सो बिग हमेशा लाइक पूरी किताब लिखी हुई है
ना नजर ना आया ना तो वो
या या
योर फेस
तो मेरे अब्बा मुझे ले गए थे किसी एक पीर जी के पास एंड के ये मतलब ही इट वाज नॉट अ गाय हु would do some magic or anything he was just some ek masjid mein like he had a mosque aur fir wo ghar mein roz ek dua karte the you know and he would have a like a majlis and people would sit and do dua with him and that's all that he would do aur kuch cases mein he would like give you some things to read ke ghar jaake ye padho yeah he would give you a taweez and that guy gave me a taweez ke isko pehno aur you know sahi rahoge I don't know. I stopped wearing it after a couple of years. And
this seems to be a recurring thing with like Desi parents and like male children. They don't know what the hell to do with. They just take them to alims. It's not a recurring theme.
It is.
Like you're not the first guy. Sahil has the same kind of story, right? You're saying you had to wear a taweez.
हमारा
बेटा 45 मिनट तक बाथरूम में रहता है पता नहीं क्या मसला है बेचारे को जब से 10-11 साल की उम्र गुजरी है इसकी
अखबार जहां के साथ
Do we have some stories? Did we get some stories?
In this Taweez stuff, I can. Good for you.
We started off stories and now we're in Rizwan therapy session.
Nobody has enough time for that.
And we still have not found a solution to this. So, aap log comments mein dalein, what do you guys use as antidotes for black magic?
Yeah, please do. मुझे बाबू ने बताया कि मुझ पे काला जादू हुआ है तो आप मेरी मदद करें
इनको जरूरत है शदीद
इफ बाबू इज वाचिंग आई डोंट नो मैन
शाउट आउट
या शाउट आउट बिग अप 5 स्टार्स
Abu is receiving this via like brain.
He's here.
And guys, he only
he's looking at his hands. So it's just there.
And he only charges like 15 ringgit for a session, so he's very cheap. So
that's how much is that?
That's like 800 rupees. 800 rupees, yeah. No
currency. Ishaq Dar ke baad better ho gayi.
Abhi better hui nahi hai waise.
2 weeks ago, I don't know, man. Who cares?
Nader is getting me water. I asked him to join us because I'm about to start telling stories about this house that we're in right now.
What?
Fuck off.
I stayed over.
Fuck off.
I stayed in this house.
I'm done.
The one house that Rizwan has stayed over.
I stayed in this fucking house.
I can see behind you.
Yeah. Aane wala hai bas wo.
How do you know there's not? Someone standing here right now.
I'm ready, bro. I'm ready.
He's going to relax.
Why do you have a vibrator to protect you?
Is that good?
Yeah.
It's like a massager, like, no?
Yeah, if you have sore muscles, it's good.
Sure.
Sarkhil, is that for your pussy?
Oh my God.
Who told you that? Shut the fuck up, bro.
Nadir Sikora ke aade.
Sarkhil is going to...
All black make figure aa gayi. Yeah.
Lamba sa figure.
All black make figure aa gaya lamba sa.
It's brown.
He's saying it's brown.
Bro, technically. Hamari nazar mein andhera hai.
But... Just a technicality. Oh, wow. Oh my God.
Zalzala aa raha
hai. Sorry.
Kisi ne gira diya.
Haan. But khair, I think you'll have to look in like the almari or something. But I was thinking ki main Rizwan ko kaise batau where this doesn't seem like an insane idea ki amma abba baithe. Suddenly Rizwan like pulling shit out of their almari. Kya kar raha? Kuch dhoond raha hoon. Like, awkwardness ke mare
na. Nahin, but it won't be in their almari, right? It'll be something to do with Rizwan.
Yeah, so what if I do have to look for something? Mariam, like where would I look for a tabi?
The most obscure places. Sofon ke andar?
Cushion cover.
Cushion covers, frames ke andar jo tumne latkaye hue hain, AC ka ja, ACs ke andar haath shaath maar ke dekho.
You have like a bowl or like a vase where you put like shit in and it's just been there for all this time and no one looks
for it. Just stuff you don't touch, you don't think of.
That's a silly question, but
No, we're
is this something that somebody would have placed themselves? Ya ye khud hi wahan pahunch gayi hoti hain cheez.
No, people, if they've been coming to your house
and you look away for a second and they Kobe and then it's just like
yeah, the nanny was practice.
Maybe if they were spending too much time in one.
Yeah, aapne kuch pheka hai? Hey, I think we can do one more story.
Okay.
Kya scene hai? But if you have more, then you should come back.
Come back?
Yeah, I mean, we'll do another
episode 2.
We'll do like as many as you want.
So episode 2 ko phir hum, phir, agar maine is ghar ki kahaniyan sunani hai, then that should be episode 2.
Yeah, that could be nice. Like,
because
yeah.
This you want to come out Halloween ki taraf, na? Which will be... the 1st of November. 31st. Huh? 31st is...
Kabe Halloween.
Halloween. I think you should do one...
31st October.
Yeah, which
one
is
week
a Monday.
Before. Nay, Ali, I think you should do one week before and then the second episode on Halloween.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Sure.
Because, yeah, I mean, after Halloween, it's done, right? But before Halloween, that spooky season is still there.
Okay.
Spooky S-S-S-N season.
Yeah.
After
Halloween...
He's on the money.
Yeah.
Then it's past.
Okay, chalo, theek hai. Sorry, Rizwan, you said something, Zaleel, I think, but I missed it. Recording mein nahi ho. Recording mein, I'll go back. Make sure I got it. Theek hai. I think this is good, and we'll do the same when Mariam's talking. We didn't do a lot of stupid shit, because I think the stories were scary, and we were committed.
Yeah.
During the stories, you guys are very good, thank God.
Yeah, that's because you're telling the stories. But the humein log stories bhejte na and I have to read them. Like,
we don't get through them. It's just like we just crack jokes.
Immediately.
Yeah, that's. If you guys did that to me, I would have probably killed.
Because math here distracts, ADHD. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think we realized, okay, I think we realized. Okay, but yeah, no, no, it's good, right? Yeah, looking forward to round two. So next weekend you guys, I got one submission, but also I think people don't care about us anymore. I got a couple. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Haramkhor.
Are you sitting on them?
Yeah.
Achha, aap dono wo mujhe bhej dein, please. Main sunaungi wo.
Okay.
Oh, sure. Okay. Rizwan, then send, huh? send it to Mariam.
Yeah.
Shit. Now we can't crack
send
jokes.
Send them to me. Main suna dungi. Yeah. No, you will not. Nobody will crack jokes. We will enjoy this the horror.
See, that's why I know. But if Ali was reading them, I'd do it. Now I won't. Really.
But
then last year, no, 2 years ago for Halloween, we did a something like this, me and my friends. And we got actual submissions from people. And some of the stories were so fucking scary.
Yeah.
Do you have them? If,
I mean, time means nothing. Last story of the day. So there's, are you going to...
Don't put this up because I don't have permission from
Okay, we'll end the episode. And then we'll
But she's going to read the stories that Rizwan is sending her right now.
Not now, no. Ugly.
Not episode. Now. That's for later.
Let me finish.
Then the episode, yeah.
Episode. Achha, that's the end of the episode. Mariam's going to be back next week, which is the actual Halloween week. We're very lucky to have her and we'll have her again. Please, agar aapke paas koi aur stories hain, to please send them. Well, no, this is recording in advance. So if you've not sent us stories, you've missed your chance forever, which is until the next Jin Story series comes up. Thank you very much for watching.
Bye.
Bye.